Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. Warda is a production of Whimsy and Artifice. That's me and Drew. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. Coming up soon is a brand new epic season of The Dungeon Dome, a competitive, narrative D&D actual play with One Shot's James D'Amato at the helm. Don't miss it. Not in the least because Drew and I are both involved. Check it all out at oneshotpodcast.com and tune in on Tuesday nights to the Warda Curiosities live stream on twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. But that's enough of the talking. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Warda Curiosities.
Let's now jump to you. Mm-hmm. last talking scene, I promise. So you are, you're saying, I want you both to roll. You're just going to roll d4. Let's just make them Lux. You're just going to roll these, unless you have a skill that would be good here. No, not really. So this is just how drunk you guys get. So we're going to roll and see how drunk.
Oh. Ooh. Neutral.
And she, so you ply her with wine. And she's like, she drinks wine like she's a Niyati, like just downs it, keeps on downing it. And at the very end of it, she, what are you asking her? Like, are you, cause she's continues to talk.
About her life, about who she knows, about what her career has been like, about what the whole evening has looked like.
Oh, she talks about how she hates this place and she hates the people, but she loves to sing and she wants to sing. And this is just one stop on a long trek that's going to lead her to stardom, and how she continues to go on about how Yashara, she was a hack. She might have been a beautiful singer, but she was an awful person. Hmm. She slept with everybody. Hmm. She was even jilting her current boyfriend right now. Hmm. That was happening. Everyone knew. It was awful and disgusting. How dare she? And she goes on and talks about all that. And eventually, she's like, I feel I've said too much. Oh. I've said too much. It's not good to gossip about the dead. I forgot that she was dead.
It is easy to forget. It happened so shortly.
Yeah.
Ago.
And she's gone. Just turned to stone.
Stone.
I mean, you know, she doesn't weigh much different now. But
indeed.
Yeah.
Well. Thank you for the lovely evening, Isley. I'm gonna go. You stay here, I guess?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay here. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I'm fine here. Don't tell anybody I'm here.
Why can't I tell anyone you're here?
You don't need anybody to know I'm here.
But why?
Because.
It's just like so funny, you know?
They're just, people are gonna say things. They're gonna
what
say
would they
stuff.
Say?
They're gonna say.
They would say maybe that you look suspicious.
Yeah.
You're hiding, that you might have, you might be a suspect or something.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, but you are hiding.
I think you need to go.
Oh.
I think you should go. It's been a pleasure, Carmen. Very nice meeting you and everything. Very nice hat. Have a good night.
Is there a way that I could, like, lock the door behind me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would I have
roll
to
roll an arcana?
Okay.
Or either an arcana or arcanica or a mechanica.
Oops.
It's up to you.
Well, my arcanica is higher, so I'm going to do that. Okay. Two.
Okay. You are able to step out and you turn around and lock the door.
Cool.
Okay. Where are you tipping?
Because I'm on the arm.
Oh, that's right. So where do you guys want to go now? Like, you've basically talked to a bunch of people.
I want to go look around the back area to see if I find anything interesting, like in the kitchens, stuff like that.
Okay. So, all right, so you're going to head back there. What are you going to do? Tip it? Are you going to...
No hats.
No hats.
Is Lady Shrewsbury saying anything of interest?
No.
In relation to, like...
You get there and basically they've just started a row, this big fight. Mm-hmm. Like, the guards are... The House Serene guards are standing back going, look, and she's like yelling over them, and Redwood is towering over everybody.
Including Titan?
Yeah, he's taller than Titan. Nice. But Titan's like up, like basically standing up to him too. Mm. Tensions are getting a little fired here as Gaynor and Serene begin to like yell and scream at each other back and forth.
Okay. Tipping wants to examine more stuff. So, last session, the pedestal that the fruit came out of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go examine that?
Sure.
And, like...
Sure. I mean, if you want to examine the whole area, Emblor was the only one who examined it, and he only examined it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll examine.
Like, go for it. Go roll me and investigate.
I'm gonna give you this, because I want to re-roll that. That was really bad. Okay, so two.
Two?
This all cancels out.
Okay. I'm going to say that you go back and you look at the mechanism and everything like that. It's not super, what's the best word for it? It's not super complicated.
Also, can I specifically be looking for traces of that oily substance?
Yes. Yes, you can. So I'm going to say that this is you looking around, and you find traces of that oily, raw, wild magic. Roll me an Arcanica.
That's a one.
Okay. So I'm not going to say that you're able to follow it at all.
Okay.
But you're able to figure out that it's pervasive of this area. And you notice that you go through Yashara's pockets and stuff, because mm-hmm. none of it turned to stone.
Yeah.
And you do find that there's a key.
I take that.
And
how big is the key?
It's a key.
Okay.
Compared to you. About yay big.
Okay. Strap it on my back.
So you find that key. But yeah, like basically the wild magic is central around where this thing used to be. Where the fruit used to be.
So I guess I really want to see, like, is there like a chamber underneath that pedestal where it came out from? Like, was there a way that someone could have gotten into that chamber that was under it?
I mean, not really. Like, it's basically just... It's more like a teleportation panel. So, like, they, like, set it someplace and it went there and then
And there's no way to tell where, like, it teleported from,
yes.
Right? I need someone with magic to see if we can follow, see if there's a trail. Okay, I look for Owen.
Okay. You catch Owen as she's, like, coming out this way.
Hey.
What's up? I'm fine. It's fine.
Can I try to sober her up and use...
I'm not that drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to try and sober her up. I'm going to use Giant Killer to slap her in the face.
That's so rude.
But it actually is effective. Watch some Mythbusters episode, guys.
Roll me a Giant Killer.
That is negative. That's a one.
I mean, you feel it, but it's a little more than a...
Can I have seen it coming and just, like, slapped him away a little bit? Stop it. What are you doing?
You're
Stop
really
it.
Drunk, and
I'm
I need your actual
drunk.
Help,
no, no,
and
no.
not drunk
I'm
you
here.
Help.
I'm here. I'm here. Tell me what you need from me.
Maybe Dude, I should a, ask Gambrillar.
No. Why would you ask him? I've got a girl locked up in the dressing room.
You locked her in the dressing
She's
room?
She's suspicious.
Did she at least get her flowers?
Oh, no, they were still there when I walked out. That's okay. She'll have a surprise when she comes out. But
you
she's
locked her
seriously
in there,
suspicious. She really did not like Yashara.
Emblar, you noticed that these two are, like, talking.
But she seemed like she was telling
They're backstage,
the
so you find them backstage.
Yeah, but, like...
And you all three
know.
Come back together.
I don't know.
What's going on? Did you find anything back here?
I locked a girl in a dressing room.
Why did she do that?
She's the ingenue. She's the ingenue. She's like Yashara's like understudy. You know how on the signs it says like Yashara, and then it says Isley.
That woman. Isley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
yeah.
She always like performs with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have her locked up?
She's suspicious. She's weird.
I think she's fine.
No. She pulled me into the dressing room. And then she's like, come in. Don't let anybody see me. Don't tell anyone I was here. Huh?
Okay, that is a little suspicious.
That's suspicious, right? So I locked the door.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So we have
actual good work. That's actually pretty solid work. Good job, Owen.
Thank you.
I need someone to help me find a trail.
What kind of trail? What are you talking
about? I found more traces of that magic stuff around like where the pedestal was, and I want to see if we can find like where it's sourced.
Okay. Did it go like down into the hole, or is it like trickling across the floor?
It's like everywhere. So I just want to find like specifically where it's coming from.
Okay.
And so I need someone's help, preferably someone that's not completely drunk.
No. I can help.
Do this.
Okay. You're drunk.
Help me.
I'm coming.
There should be. Time out. Table talk. Is there like any like there has to is there like some like liquid that or like beer that exists like immediately sober you up so you can keep drinking?
Yes, there is. In the chat, let us know what it is and what it's called.
What it tastes like.
This instant wake up juice stuff. But yeah, while you are looking for that,
is there some difference? Do you have to like look for it?
Roll me luck. Yeah.
I feel like it would be out.
No. That's bad. That's a bad, bad luck. So I'm gonna say that you find something you think is that.
Oh no.
So there you are, Truckleberry Spritzer. Wake wine.
Wake wine.
I dig it. So you think it's wake wine. And it's not.
It's actually woke wine.
And it's woke. Those humans, the plight of the human is. So you give it to her.
I'm not drinking this. I don't know what this is. Somebody turned to stone when they consumed something tonight. I'm pretty sure it was just this. And I dump it out.
And it fizzles and it burns a hole in the ground. Like, oh,
let's go check out this evidence. Let's go. And then I start going towards the stage.
Okay. So you
don't let her get in any trouble.
There's this big fight going on. You guys just bypass it. So roll me. What's your Arcanica?
Mine?
Yeah.
My Arcanica is 2.
So yeah. So roll an Arcanica.
Ooh.
3.
I mean, if you wanna.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this.
Reroll.
And I don't know. 4.
4. Okay. So
slightly better.
I'm gonna say that you actually are able to follow this. Like, there's a trail. It takes you a little bit. What does it look like? What does the trail look like? Like before, we were saying that it's like an oily substance that's on the fruit. But what does the trail for it look like? Is it a smell? Is it a sight thing? Is it like a magical residue?
What if it glows a little bit?
Cool.
Just
like predator
sort of
blood?
Yeah, it sort of glows.
Okay, so you're able to detect this. It's one of those you have to concentrate. And if you don't look at it all the time, it fades. Mm-hmm. Like that out of the corner of your eye type thing.
It almost gets brighter out of the corner of your eye and you look again.
Don't blink.
And it's, yeah.
Don't blink.
So, that's the closet episode.
Yeah. So you follow this stuff, and you follow it around off the stage, you follow it through the back here, through the green room, and right to Yashara's dressing room.
Mm. Am I with them still, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we all follow it.
Yeah,
and you all are
standing there right by the door. You get to the door first, you try it, and
is there a pixie door above it?
No, there's no pixie door.
Can one of us like roll to like unlock it with magic?
I have a pickpocket.
I have a key.
Cool.
I have a key. I pull the key off my back and open the door.
So it's one of those you put it in, you like have to like do the whole turn.
I don't let them help me. I'm so proud of myself right now.
I'm proud of you too.
You have your feet like your little feet kicking as you're like
staring triumphant and you're
right, I rejoice with you.
The door unlocks. What do you do?
Go in.
Cautiously open the door. cautiously let them open the door.
Here, let me.
Who
push
opens
it
first? Do you open it?
I go first.
So you open the door, and the moment you open the door, someone is in the room, and they immediately turn around, and you don't even get a real look at their face. Their face actually, you can't focus on their face.
What? That's awesome.
And immediately they look at you. And then try to run past you.
Oh, that's not happening.
No, stopping that.
And then I also have
I punch him in the nose.
All right, roll me a
giant killer.
Roll me a giant killer.
Can I really want to
roll it? Yeah, roll it.
Like neutrals. Okay, that's a 3.
A 3? Okay.
And if that doesn't work, I'm also ready.
I'm ready too.
Okay, so you go right for the nose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, and they knock you out of the air.
No.
Like, basically, they block and then knock you that way.
Oh, all right. No.
And this person keeps on coming. Like,
yeah.
Knocks you out of the way and starts moving straight for the front door, for the door where you are.
I want to run at them. And okay. Just, like, what's that tackle where you, like, grab them around the waist and you go? It's like a football
Like a
thing.
Football tackle? Yeah,
yeah,
go for
I want to just, like, fling my whole body on top of this person.
Okay.
Is there anything?
No. I mean, no.
Athletics?
No. I don't have it.
Oh, no.
I mean, you have knife fight, but.
Yeah. Neutral.
Ooh. Okay. So yeah. This person blocks, knocks her out, knocks Tippin out of the way. You start coming straight for them, and they just roll to the side.
Mm. All right.
Roll to the side and keep going.
All right. I got my staff strike, and I'm going to... would there be some sort of, like, fire immobilization spell? I mean, fire is pretty destructive, but is there anything that can, like...
Tell me. What are you trying to...
I want to, like, slam my strike into the ground and have fire, like a fire cage, immediately surround them.
Oh, the fire cage. So, yeah, you're going to try... So, fire combat.
Fire combat magic. All righty. Don't mess this up. All right, that is a 5.
5? Ooh, okay. So you start to raise that cage, and they get no further. So, like, they moved her out of the way, and you're in the doorway.
Yeah.
And so you raise the fire cage around them, and as it goes up, they dissipate it. But can't go any further because you're in the way.
Yeah.
It's a stalemate between the two of you. You both roll
fives.
So it's dissipate, and then you guys are face-to-face
okay,
with each other.
Okay, done. No, I mean, I still can't see their face. Can I use...
So, like, you look right at their face, and it's just blurry.
Do they have some form of cloak on?
No. What they're wearing a suit.
Suit. Does it have like a tail on the jacket or anything like that?
No, it's just like a straight. It's
is
like
there
a long.
Anything I can literally grab onto.
The coat that they're wearing.
Cool. I'm gonna try and like grab myself onto the coat, but I don't want them to notice me.
Okay, sure. So roll a stealth.
No, take this. Wow, this is not a good day for Tippin.
It was a different guy. You grabbed the wrong guy.
I grabbed the wrong dice, guys. Okay. Oh God. No, Tippin's not gonna succeed at this today.
So what happens
this is bad for Tippin. I mean, it's
this person
it's still a negative one.
Dissipates it, stands there. You try to do that, and they just basically like they don't even watch. They don't even see you do that. Roll me just 4.
Just 4. Okay, that's actually a tie again.
That's a tie again. So you actually like trade blows, like you.
Yeah.
You, this person starts to like.
Would I get any sort of like bonus for being a warden in Hand and Eye? Is there, would that.
In this instance, no.
Okay.
So the moment you guys start to trade blows back and forth, you notice that this person is highly skilled.
Like, okay.
Highly skilled at fighting. Roll another d2-4.
Can I, do you use any fire combat magic, or we're still trading blows?
Just trading blows one more time.
Okay.
So it's a plus. You two are continue to like just trade blows back and forth.
I'm behind this person now.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
So can I maybe throw, cast a spell that would, like, I could, like, throw water and make ice form around their
Sure,
fists?
Sure, roll. Roll an Arcanica. Or, yeah, roll an Arcanica.
Ah! I'm gonna spend a point.
Go for it.
Oh, okay, two.
Two. Yeah. So you, they're going back and forth, and you do that, and it catches their hands, and they freeze, and they bring it down and hit Embalar across the face with it, and then go and break them.
I'm sorry.
Would I know anything about this face blurring effect and any ways to
get rid of it? It'd be an Arcanica roll.
Okay, Arcanica?
Yeah.
I'll try it. We'll see if tipping can be. Nothing. Zero. Yeah.
Embalar, you would know.
Yeah.
This is technically a glamour.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, highly illegal.
Can I get any glean from what kind of race they are? Because the face is just blurry, but I'm sure that wouldn't cover, like, horns or seaweed or bark.
Yeah, so when they did that, it was air.
Oh, so Johnny.
And it's, So let me roll one more time.
See, we have like three roll points. He has an entire jar.
I'm gonna burn one of those, have it roll again. So roll defend, basically.
That's a negative one.
Okay.
Because like that wouldn't be like a skill of anything I have, right? Athletics, maybe?
Yeah, roll athletics.
Okay, we would just keep that or apply athletics?
Keep that.
Okay, so that's a one.
A one? Okay. So you guys are trading blows back and forth. And it's a lot of, you have your staff and you're blocking back and forth. And this person gets in, moves you out of the way, and then kisses you. and then puts the leg behind, dips you, drops you. Turns around and goes over to, like, there's ropes in here, stuff here. Because it's a theater. Cuts the rope and zzz, goes right to the ceiling.
I want to fly and follow.
Okay, so Tippin is in pursuit.
Tippin is in pursuit.
You got it, Tip. You can do this.
I would like, I don't want... I don't want them to notice that I'm following
stealth,
them.
Roll
so, can I use my art of nondescript listening as well to make that a better stat?
Yeah, sure.
Because I just want to follow. Now I just want to find out what they're doing. So that is a. Am I adding two because of the?
Yeah,
listening.
And
so,
using your art, you add two.
Cool. Five.
Five? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to hide? This person has a long, like, thigh-length coat. It's like an open front.
Yeah, like,
front
within the coat, like...
You're like...
I almost want to, like, weave between their legs as they're moving, so if they're, like, checking down or something, I'm still...
Still constantly
in a different place.
Okay. What do you guys do? The two of you.
They're gone. I can't see them anymore?
I mean, they're up on the catwalk, so, like, you can try to follow them.
Yeah. Let's
go. Can I, like, use my, like, catapult thing that I used in the...
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Roll me Arcanica.
Oh, not Fire Combat Magic? It'd be Arcanica?
I think it's just an Arcanica.
Okay, all right. That's fair. All right, so that is a one.
That's enough. Like, it's not very hard for you to, like, jet boost yourself up to a higher place. How do you get up there?
I want to try cutting one of those ropes and going up the same way.
Yay! Use your knife fight.
Cool.
How cool do you look?
Three.
Nice, yeah. You do it better than... So, like, you actually get up there before he does.
Nice.
I'm a bit doozy from the kiss and got hit in the head with some ice fists.
Yeah.
Catch up! is what I yell at you from up top.
Stop talking! Go get him!
So, you guys are, like, running across the catwalk. And they actually go... We're gonna say this. So, they're on the catwalk. You're weaving in between their legs. You... cut the rope and you're on top as well, mm-hmm. enough to see them run across the catwalk. You land third up there, mm-hmm. and they go to like a ladder and climb higher. So they're catwalk and like an attic type place, as high up as possible. And I'm gonna say all of you get to where they are in this like little attic place, like a bell tower looking place.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of round windows all the way around. And you get there as they reach the top and they try to open the window, and it rebounds them back with the
The mysterious person?
Rebounds the mysterious person back with Korg and Vance's, like, block spell.
Yeah. Good job, Korg.
And then you turn around, and all of you are standing there, and you're in this circular room.
Alrighty.
I'm going to say it looks like...
Is there any way we can dispel the glamour?
Is this a man or a woman?
Because
this will drastically change Tippin's next move.
It's a woman. Now that you have the moment, you can see that...
Have a moment to glance.
It's a woman. Okay. And, like, there are windows on each one of these.
All the circles are windows?
Yeah, and you guys came up from, like, from a ladder that went there. And so, mysterious person, and then it's Embalar, Tippin, and Owen. So that's where you all are.
Okay.
And they turn around and, like, look at you. Well, it is an octagon. I thought it was a circle. It's more interesting if it's an octagon. I went for the more interesting choice.
okay. Thanks for keeping us honest.
So what do you guys do? Roll notices, everybody. This is technically initiative here.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Two.
Two?
What'd you... Six.
Six?
I need to invest in some notice, man. I messed up. I didn't put that on there.
Okay. So Tippin, you go first.
So I'm back here. I thought I was between legs.
Oh, that's right. You are between those. I'm sorry about that.
I just kind of want to like hold my position until I see an opening that I can help either of these.
You can
two.
Defer. You can defer your turn to. Yeah.
I'm gonna defer until I can see a part where I can like help them get the upper hand.
Okay. So who got five?
You got five.
It's up to you. Go for it.
Can I want to try my compact that distracts people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I would roll for that.
It's a Mechanica.
Okay, cool. I got four.
Okay. Okay. So you flash the...
It's
so
green.
Tell me what it looks like.
So it's like an opal, like green. What is that? Opal? What's the jade?
That's jade, what I'm looking
for. It's a jade.
What's the green one?
What's the green one? I don't. What color is this?
I don't know.
What's going on?
It
Where
kind
are
of
we?
Looks I'm like.
Drunk.
It kind of looks like that.
Cool.
So it's like it's an octagon actually.
It's an octagon.
That's how I drew
okay.
it. And then there's a big jewel in the center, and then you open it up, and it shows you the most awe-inspiring thing that you can think of.
So, they're crouched, ready to take you guys on, and then they kind of relax as they see that. And I'm gonna say that this skips their turn.
I go for that moment to punch in the chin.
Okay, go for the punch in the chin.
Mostly because I saw that in the comics.
Giant killer to the chin.
To the chin! What is that? Okay. Oh, all right, this is the last one. I just really am determined. this might be worse. We'll see what happens. Okay, that's not bad. It's two.
Two, okay. Okay. So... You go straight up, and it's the right there at the moment where this person goes,
oh, crap,
and catches you and looks at you and keeps you in their hand and tells you guys to move forward.
Oh.
So, Embalar, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to use some fire combat magic.
Sweet.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to roll to see if I can... throw a fire spell with my strike that hits them. Like, what hand is Tip in?
In the right hand.
The right hand? I'm going to throw a fire spell that blasts his left side.
Mm-hmm.
Or her left side.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
That is a five.
Five. So you fire that spell, and it's coming straight towards them, and they move to the side and put Tip in line with it. But at the last second, they move out of the way completely. So they dodge your attack.
This person's stat. This person. I didn't mean to do that.
Let's use water.
And it is. It's. I mean, it's your turn. It's your turn, Tippin. Try to.
I want to bite her.
Okay, go for it.
bite her hand. Just I don't know what this would be. Obviously. Okay, it's a one unless I can add anything.
Athletics?
Athletics. I mean, criminal. This is like a dirty-handed way to fight.
Yeah, sure, criminal.
Sure. Two.
Two. Okay. So it's a you bite down and you honestly bite down and they just squeeze a little tighter. And it is your turn.
I'm gonna try to throw a knife onto their hand mm-hmm. so that they drop him.
Drop him. Okay.
One.
Ooh. It doesn't hit them, but they do drop.
Okay.
Do nice. Let go of Tippin.
All right. And whose turn is it?
It is their turn.
Okay.
So they drop Tippin, and there's enough time that they put their hand on the window, and you hear a shatter as you see their magic coalesce around them in that sacred geometry. It like goes down their arm. Mm-hmm. And then you hear the shatter of Corgan's
defense spell.
Mm-hmm. And then the shatter of the window as well.
Yeah.
But they can't move. So it's now your turn, Emilar. No, or it's yours, right?
No,
you did the knife.
All right.
Crap,
what should I do?
Lock the window.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to throw, like, I'm going to try to, can I do some sort of fire spell that would, like a backdraft? Whereas, like, did she open the window, and then now that the air, I can, like, throw, like, a fire spell, and it reacts with the air, and
sure.
moves her, like, towards us?
Sure, mm-hmm. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm going to spend a fate point.
Go for it.
All righty. One good die, one good roll.
Okay. Yeah!
Ooh, nice.
Six.
Okay, I'm going to say that, so you do a backdraft. So they try to leave, and the fire backdrafts at them. Mm-hmm. That happens, and they turn around, and they go, okay, that's enough. Just stop. Nobody move, okay? Let's just talk this through.
Step away from the window.
So we're here, and they're here. So where is everybody now?
So
that was the window.
Yeah, that's the window. This window is now broken. They're right there. So where are you guys in relation to? We can just.
I moved this way. I moved over here to throw the knife.
So Owen's there?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to counter Owen and be like right there.
And below. Okay.
And then, so she got blown towards us, right?
Yeah.
So like in the middle?
She's in the middle.
Cool.
Mystery.
Cool.
So she's Chris Pratting you guys.
Yeah.
Being like, let's just talk about this.
Take off that glamour, we can talk.
All right. And she like takes the mask off. And you see it's a Johnny with blue skin and white hair.
Okay.
And she's got that one side is shaved. Looks like Mel over there. And her hair is like silvery white. And she goes, I'm not the enemy here.
Then why do you have a glamour and why are you running?
I'm just doing my job. What I'm doing here will not help you if I tell you. Do you understand me?
I don't understand. I would like more explanation.
As would I.
Can Tippin try to sneak out? Down the ladder?
Yeah, sure.
That's a six. On stealth.
Yeah. Where are you going, Tippin?
I'm finding Fennel.
Oh, okay. So you head straight down and you find, I'm gonna say you just find Fennel. She's just like sitting. People are now realizing that the defense spell to leave is no longer there. People are exiting.
Cool.
As quickly as possible. So people are like walking, they're like, look, it's open. And they're all basically running. And Fennel's like, what's going on?
Okay. Brief story. We have someone that was inside of Yashara's dressing room and ran. It's a Johnny, and they're really good at fighting and almost killed me. And we have them trapped in the attic. Kind of.
Okay.
But we need your help.
All right.
Like, a lot. But we need to be quiet, because they're talking now. And I don't know how long they're going to be talking for.
Okay. She got, like, a two. Cool. So she's like, I'll get there. You just go.
Okay,
just go.
Up in the attic. Okay.
And so she starts heading off. Okay. So you guys are standing there.
Yeah.
In between this Johnny. She's like, look, it's a lot to say, okay?
Are you with the Ugurian Guild?
No.
Then, do you know someone who poisoned the fruit?
No, I'm trying to figure that out.
Then why are you running?
Because, look, you guys got in the way of my investigation, okay? Mm-hmm. I was trying to do my job.
Mm-hmm. Do you got a badge or something we could see?
Yeah, because I don't know if you noticed, I'm also a warden, so you're kind of interfering with my job.
Hey, show him. She's like, show her your badge. He's got a badge.
We got.
She's like, fine, and she like takes the coat off
slowly.
She's like, all right, and she takes the coat off, and she's wearing like a button-up shirt, and she reaches out and she rolls up a sleeve.
Oh no!
And then on her arm. From here, you start to see a black work tattoo.
All right.
That runs here. And in the center of it, you see this stylized hand.
Okay.
So there is a group of... for what?
Have them roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew.
Do you?
I know what that is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Do I know?
Roll.
Well, I don't have...
Roll a luck.
Okay. Neutral.
Neutral. So, what is it?
That's a soul brand.
It is. It is a soul brand.
That's a 100% soul brand. Are you from the wall?
I'm not from the wall. I'm from the glade.
What's the glade? Do I know what the glade is?
Yeah, I don't know what the glade is. Okay. Can we?
So, I'm just going to say, because it's...
Okay.
No, that's fine.
So, the glade, the ivory glade, where the sea lives.
Oh, okay, the glade, the glade. That's not an organization.
She's like, I'm a hand of Amun.
All right.
So, you guys know there are 20 hands of Amun. They are the bodyguards for the Seelie.
Okay.
They're the 007s.
Yeah, they're the secret agent 007s of this world.
Okay.
She's like, look, I was here on a job, and it got a little more crazy than I thought, and so I was trying to get as much information as I can, and then you guys opened the door and you attacked me, so...
We did that.
Well, sorry about that. We thought you were kind of responsible for killing someone.
No, I can understand that. I can understand that. That's fine.
You can lower your hands now. All right. I understand, Soul Brand. Is there anything that you can tell me? Did you see anything tonight? Anything that you can tell me to try to help me catch who did this? Can you tell me what your job was?
My job was an investigation of Yashara.
Can you tell me why was she under...
I can't tell you that.
Okay, so do you think this was a...
She's like, look. The spell's been broken. Everyone's gonna leave by now. Anybody you've had here is now gone. Let's go get a drink. I'm Dove.
Dove.
Emberlar.
You still have a
end of episode.
Okay.
I think that's a great place to end that episode.
Tippin casually remarks, you still have a girl locked in the
locked in.
She didn't get to go out yet.
So yeah, that's, I think next time we'll pick it up, and we'll pick it up with you guys speaking to Dove.
His name's Dove.
Dove, that's a good name.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. The players are Amy Powell as Owen Ballard, Frank Gasparo as Tippin, and Justin Blankenship as Embralar Ardeo. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at soundcloud.com/ARNE-PARROTT. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates, follow us on Twitter @WelcomeToWarda, and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.